This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we already have an Uber down on the street corner, ready to rush the tape of this show up to the New York Museum of Radio and Television.
That's going to be pricey.
This will be a major radio program you are listening to this morning. You have my personal guarantee. I'm sorry, Al is not here today. He takes the days off now after hockey game.
Hello, John
Johnson's
everybody.
Here. That's a fine replacement.
Good morning.
And I have here today my, I'm going to just say it straight up, my favorite co-host. By a wide margin. Ruben Amaro Jr. You with me, Rube?
I'm with you.
All right. And Ruben Amaro Jr. has made my day already, and I'll explain why in a second. But I would like to begin with the guest list because it's extraordinary. 7 o'clock, the greatest shortstop in Philly's history, certainly with the leather, Larry Bower. He'll be on and we analyze their acquisition of Trey Turner. That will be exceptional. 8 o'clock, let's say, the most popular of all Eagles, Jason Kelce will be on.
Yes.
To not just talk about football, but we are giving away as one of our major prizes today something you cannot currently purchase, the new Eagles Christmas album. It is sold out. It was sold out instantly.
Wow.
But Jason Kelce, we are giving one away today. And it is not even our major prize. We even have a bigger prize than that. So we got Jason Kelce out today at 8:30. A lot of people are struggling with being 11-1. Dr. Joe Fish will explain to you.
Oh.
No, they're having
they're
a hard
struggling.
Time. You should say, no one, Rhea, after the last Eagles win, I got like a dribble of emails.
Of
I did not get the deluge.
No, they won convincingly.
He's going to explain why people are only happy in this town with their bitching.
Well.
And then he's going to tell you to carpe your diem.
Sorry.
Grasp your day.
Come
take
again.
Advantage of it.
Carpe
right.
your diem.
Carpe your diem. And then at 9 o'clock, you would say, well, that's enough. At 9 o'clock, we're going to go a little back in time. His voice has not been heard on this radio station for well over a decade. And he is coming back. Mike Missinelli will be on at 9 o'clock for our Throwback Thursday and the final days of this radio program. And Mike was here pretty much from the start.
I produced Steve and Mike. I was their producer.
There you have it.
I produced Mike as well.
You also produced Mike. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this. Yes,
I did not produce Mike.
You did not produce. In fact, for what I understand, there was some tension there, but that's different. Mike was a troublemaker, and Ruben Amaro was too open. That's the way that played. But anyway, Mike Missinelli will be on to deal with all the matters you would wonder what he really thinks now, including, what was it really like to be co-host for 3 years on WIP with Howard Eskin? That will come up today. You have my promise.
Pure joy.
And I thought, well, that's plenty. And then somehow, through an intense negotiation this morning with Mr. Ruben Amaro Jr., he will close out this show with a highly produced and impeccable version of Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad.
Wow, looking forward to it.
Not as much as I am. He has told me he can carry a tune. And
not
I have believed him.
Well.
No, baloney. And this Eagle thing, you think Jason Kelsey's that great a crooner? But he had a lot of personality, and it's way too exciting.
Don't worry, Rube.
And a little coaching, too.
Oh, well, let me
We have auto tune here.
He does everything great.
There's no auto tune, and there's no wisecracks. That man can sing, and he'll prove it at the end of the show. That's a big finish. Now I'm going to have a big start. In fact, Ruby's going to work with me on this. Because what I have done, I have already preset one of my my online betting books, what do they call it, sports books. And I am about to press a button that will earn me instantaneously $150.
Mm.
I am now pushing the button for Jalen Hurts to win the most valuable player. And he is plus 150. So what that means is that the minute he is named the MVP, cha-ching, I win 150.
Nice.
Is that not?
How much are you betting again?
100. I'm putting in 100, and I will take home an additional 150. Hmm. So the thing about it is, I am sick. Johnson was right on point when he was wrapping up his something show. This is the story right now, that after this insanely great season, Jalen Hurts is still not getting embraced by the football community. Not the city. We love him. I'm not talking about Philadelphia. I'm talking about national, all right? And I'll give you the latest indication of disrespect. Jalen Hurts currently leads the Pro Bowl voting in the NFC at the quarterback position, 107,990 votes. He's number one. Now, that's
no brainer.
Is that disrespect?
No.
Yes, it is. Because in the AFC, Patrick Mahomes has accumulated 133,607 votes.
Yeah. Hmm.
Who's better?
Well,
this season?
Right now, Mahomes has the body of work for this season.
The MVP's for this season. Go ahead, Rhea. It's not body work. It's this season.
I understand that. That's not how it works if you want to just try to pretend you're naive.
Talk to the Gold Glove guys who've won for years and years and years.
I mean,
it's just about reputation.
What you're doing right now, Ruben, is accepting failure. You are not giving justice a chance to spread its wing. Justice is her. We have watched every minute of this young man's season. He's won 11 out of 12 games, and he's still not the odds-on guy. One plus 120 on this sports betting mechanism here. It's plus 120 for Mahomes. He's ahead of Hurts right now in the race. All right, so let's look at it. Let's just look at it. The Eagles. Record's important, right, Johnson?
Yeah.
Is record important?
I would say so.
Should you incorporate whether he's winning games or not?
That kind of matters.
Most valuable player? It seems like that would be important.
Your team would have to be successful.
Hurts is 11-1. Mahomes is 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's two games better for Hurts, right?
Yeah.
All right, how about this then? Hurts has a better quarterback rating. He's got a better completion percentage. He's got better yards per attempt numbers. He's better touchdown interception ratio. He has thrown three interceptions in the first 12 games. Mahomes has thrown 8. More than double. Mm-hmm. On turnovers, the number one factor in winning and losing?
That's a big deal.
3 versus 8? And then you've got running yards. All right, you know how many running yards Mahomes has?
How many?
283.
Yeah, I was going to say around 300.
Yeah. You know what Hurts has?
600?
609.
Ooh.
It's a big difference.
More than double. What am I missing here? I'm looking at this and I'm going, what is Mahomes lead in? What category does Mahomes lead in other than body of work?
Yes.
Body of work is not a category. Body of work, this is patently absurd.
But
Johnson.
It creates bias. It creates bias. They're all human beings. These guys that are voting are human beings. This is how it works.
What is the reward for having a miracle season or a dream season like Hurts is having right now if the people observing it cannot see this incredible thing in progress?
A couple more weeks and they'll figure it out. A
couple of more weeks. The Eagles have been on primetime television 5 times this year.
I don't disagree with you.
5 times this year. Johnson, help me to understand that.
The only way I can put this logically when I look at the numbers is that Patrick Mahomes has entered a LeBron James-type territory where he's so talented consistently and year in and year out puts up numbers that he's always going to be in the MVP conversation whether he wins or not. The fact that he's leading, that bothers me.
Now I've got a kicker to the story that's even worse.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Mahomes is not leading the voting
what?
In the AFC. He's not leading. I'm going to tell you who is, and then you're going to cringe because it's the ultimate indignity to Jalen Hurts. Leading the polling, the most votes either league so far, you may recognize the name, Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Whatever.
I know. It's so hard, Ed.
I'll never do it.
I'm not going to make fun of you.
Tua's a lot easier.
Just say Tua.
All right, now hold on. Tua, 138,000 votes. He has more than 30,000 more votes than Hurts, even though his team does not have an 11-1 record. And you understand this is raising an old scab? You understand that Jalen Hurts lost his college dream in Alabama to Tua.
Wait, how is Tua? He's talented. Don't get me wrong, but how is he leading?
I'll tell you why he's leading.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you why he's leading, because he came back from a concussion or whatever.
Wait, hold on a minute. He doesn't have a body of work. Why's he got 138,000 votes?
Because his legend started in college. And so that was his body of work.
One more twist to this very unusual story. You ready for this one? Rhea handed me this today. I didn't even have this. You know who's coaching the Giants Sunday?
Brian Daboll, yeah. What about him?
2018. You know where he was?
That's right.
2018. Championship
Enlighten
game.
Me.
2018 championship game. Offensive coordinator, Alabama.
Wow.
Brian Daboll benched Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
For Tua Tagovailoa.
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 You'll get it.
Tagovailoa. He benched him. Remember last week we had that revenge thing with AJ?
Yeah.
You think there's any here?
Well,
there's any here?
It got the general manager in Tennessee fired.
Yeah, I got to. I'll go to that later. How interesting are these twists and turns, ladies and gentlemen? I can't wait till Sunday, because Sunday it could be a rainy Sunday afternoon in the always windy Meadowlands. Jalen Hurts will show Brian Daboll the error of his ways.
Are you watching it with your son?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I am not watching it with him because I don't need contention in my family. We already have my wife just getting over COVID. I don't need more problems. All right. Anyway, let me give you our contest today because you can win. Are you ready for this? $250 gift card to Del Frisco's. Do you know what kind of a meal you're going to get for that?
That's pretty awesome.
Or you will get the only available copy of A Philly Special Christmas starring Jason Kelce and Jordan Matalata and Lane Johnson and cameos from Hurts and Brown and Graham. It's a Christmas album and it's spectacular. We also got a 3-day general admission pass to Tidal Wave Music Festival. Lots of great country singers, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Brooks and Dunn. That's a great show. August 11th through the 13th at AC. And a pair of tickets to the Founding Footsteps Holiday Light Trolley Tour, which is just a great way to get yourself in a holiday mood. All available. There's only one song you cannot name. We are looking for the best Christmas songs, right? Carols, goofy stuff, rock, whatever you want. The judge today is our top crooner, Ruben Amaro Jr. Needless to say, since he is ending the show with Feliz Navidad, that is not available. All others are. Because when he does that rendition now, Johnson, Jose Feliciano will call in and thank us.
Is he still alive?
I'm not positive. 215. I'm hoping he is. 215-592-9494. Jump on now. There's room right now to win these prizes.
77. He's still with us.
He is still with us?
Yes.
I tell you something, I'll bet he could still croon, too. Keith is out of life from Allentown. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Angelo, good morning. Rhea, good morning.
What's on your mind, Keith? You're mad already today.
Yeah, I'm pissed off at that John Johnson.
What's the matter?
All that stuff you said about OBJ. Oh, am I saying that right? Odell Beckham Jr.
During the Something Show, I screamed from the microphone that I did not want Odell Beckham Jr.
You're
added
100% correct.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's your problem, Keith?
I think you're correct, too. I don't want him, but the reason I don't want him is because we don't need him.
Well, what was your reason, Johnson?
Well, I like the talent, and I don't want that prima donna stepping foot in that locker room.
It's chemistry.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said.
Yeah, he's a bad egg.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, he's a bad egg. He's a me first guy.
That's not your point to call. You can't call he's a bad egg.
Hey, Keith, he's a bad egg.
No, you can't say that.
Keith.
He's a bad egg. You might be a bad egg.
Keith, no, hold
Keith,
on.
He's a bad egg.
Keith, I would like to break the tie
might
here.
Be a bad egg. I might be a bad egg. Angelo might be a bad egg.
No, I am not a bad egg. You are. Know, how dare you call me a bad egg?
I know you're not a bad egg. I'm just saying.
No, OBJ is a bad egg. Haven't you been paying attention down there in Allentown?
No, I don't. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff because it's none of my business. I tell you what.
It's none of your business. You're a sports fan. Of course it's your business.
I'm a sports fan. At least he could catch.
No, that doesn't matter. He's a jerk. He's a selfish player who would ruin the chemistry in a beautiful wide receiver room. You
That's
don't
right.
need him. You're right, you don't need
he
him,
would.
But you don't
I
want him anyway. I wouldn't want him if there was no one
either.
Here.
Why are we all arguing since we don't want
We're
him?
We're all arguing the same side of the issue.
Yeah. Right to call him out for being
here. Keith, let me explain something to you. He's on WIP Radio. Not only does he have a right, he has a responsibility to call these guys bad people when they are. And OBJ is a jackass. Hello? Keith, do you have a Christmas song you would like to nominate today?
I do.
What do you got?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You have a good voice.
You got a very good
voice. Thank you.
That was a
Rhea,
fine.
From you, that is an extremely
All right, you stay
compliment.
There, Keith. That might win
that
you some.
That was fun.
Ruben Amaro's mine, I believe that is on the album. That is one of the
that
songs.
That,
let's
sure
hear a little
is.
Bit on the album.
I said, I am dreaming of a white Christmas.
Time out.
Is that Maialata?
Is that Maialata?
That is indeed.
Wow,
all right,
yeah.
can I
get up
tell
there,
you something right now? Maialata is stealing that album. Nobody could say like that. That guy's insanely good.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is Jason Kelce.
No, I want the album.
Yeah, so Jason Kelce, we were actually looking at this. Yeah. Jason's in the recording booth. They have two videos going.
Right.
Jason sings the first part of the song for White Christmas, and then he comes in with that beautiful high falsetto Jordan.
Yeah.
And Jason just kind of throws his hands down. Like,
nothing against Kelce, yeah. but he sounds like a frog compared to Maialata.
Okay, we're not going to do
it. What are you doing?
Maialata's like a professional. Come on.
Maialata is insanely tough. They only did this album so they could. I guarantee you, he's getting like just the same amount as the other guys, but he's doing all the heavy lifting. You know that. But let me tell you something. There's one voice that tops Maialata, and you'll hear it at the end of the show.
Oh, come on.
Ruben Amaro Jr.
Stop.
The voice of an angel.
Quit it.